You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Well, here we go again, another week, and it's time for another conversation. MLB.com Extras, the Seattle Mariners edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Greg Johns. And, man, Greg, I'm catching these Mariners. They are red hot. They haven't lost in September. They're doing it all on the road. Now they come home. They've got four games with the Texas Rangers, a team very much in the mix. And I know that, you know, fans in Seattle have probably moved on to other things at this point, but it seems like this would, in other years perhaps, be a really fun time of year, man. A contending team coming in, the team playing really well. But I'm imagining there won't be huge crowds to enjoy the gorgeous weather.
Well, it's September, and it's football season. The Seahawks are playing, so you start to see some of that shift for sure. But the Mariners are playing some good baseball. They got some fun stories right now. Some kids coming up from Tacoma that have really kind of lit a fire and helped provide a little energy. And they are on a 5-game winning streak, and it's the longest winning streak they've had since last September. So the kind of thing they were hoping to see earlier, and here it is a little late, but better late than never.
Yeah, man. And you know what? With a couple of weeks left in the season, we're talking about a Mariners team that currently has a winning record since the All-Star break. And I know, again, we're reaching maybe a little bit. This is nowhere near where this Mariners team had hoped to be. But, you know, these are encouraging signs. We talked last week about them being kind of a sweeping giant for whomever the next general manager is. And I think that's further proof that there's still a lot to work with here.
Yeah, it's funny, Dave. And I guess the hard part is you go, why wasn't this here, you know, in the first half? But since the All-Star break, it's interesting. Before the All-Star break, they hit .236. And since the All-Star break, hitting .271. That's a huge difference. I mean, three and a half runs a game before the All-Star break, almost five after the break. And those are numbers, some of the best in baseball in the second half. That's what we expected. That's what this club is supposed to be, you know. And a lot of it's Cano starting to hit and doing what they expected, and Cruz been on a pretty good roll still, and guys chipping in where they around them, and Seager hitting very well. And they brought up this kid Ketel Marte, who's really kind of sparked things at the top of the lineup. So, yeah, those are the pieces you want to see, and if you believe in the second half, and why not? It's not just a couple weeks here. It's not a 5-game win streak. It's been since the second half they've been putting up those numbers, and since the All-Star break, and that's really what you wanted to see. And it hasn't all added up perfectly, because it's about the time they did that, the bullpen started to crumble, and they got some guys hurt in the rotation. Things not perfect, but you do like what you've seen from that offense, and you like to think you could build on that going forward.
Yeah. I mean, given the amount of time we spent talking about that offense in the first half, there's no doubt that is, you know, really encouraging. And I think for fans, right, some have checked out, as we mentioned. But I think those real fans that are invested for the long haul, it's just got to be such a relief, you know, and give them such excitement to see a team play better over a long stretch in the second half, see that offense come back to the form they thought it would be. And then, you know, you're getting – the other thing is when you bring some of these young kids up and you get a chance to look at them, and maybe if you want to call it an audition, you get to see, you know, maybe what some of the future holds. And to that end, there's been some excitement there for this team.
Well, there's no doubt, Dave. And yeah, I mean, it is an audition. They want to see what some of these kids can do. And certainly they've seen a lot from Ketel Marte, as I mentioned, and 18 and 12 since they put him at the top of the order. And he has made a difference. He's got on base. He's got some speed. And it's set things up for Seager, batting second behind him. You know, you get a guy on base can run a little bit, and you're hitting two. You get a few more fastballs, and Seager's been taking advantage of that. He's a guy who gets fastball, and he knows what to do with it. And certainly, Cano's hit .328 since the start of July, and that's kind of the Cano you expected. But the young guys, as you mentioned, coming up, got a couple of interesting stories. The Sean O'Malley, and I call him a kid, but he's 27. He's been banging around the minors quite a while. Had a cup of coffee with the Angels last year, and they brought him up. September 1st brought him up in his first three games, 6-for-8, Dave, and he's been on base 10 out of 12 times. I think his on-base percentage is 833 or something. And I'm guessing it might be tough to maintain over the course of a long time. But sure, it's fun to see a guy come up and contribute like that. He's a little guy. He's like 5'10", 175, and And second game, he jacks one out at Oakland for a home run, his first career home run. And these are fun things to see. I mean, I talked to him afterwards. He says he's been in BP all week, and Oakland didn't hit a home run in batting practice the whole week, and gets in a game and puts one over the fence. And he was going so fast, Dave. He was at second base before the umpire started signaling he had a home run. He was just hauling butt, and it was fun to see a kid come up like that and just make an impact. It's a local kid from Kennewick, Washington, and kind of the kid next door. He looks like the kid next door, and he literally lived next door to Seattle, about 4-hour drive. Came over with his folks growing up once in a while and watch a game at Safeco, and just kind of living that dream. And it's kind of those fun stories you see in baseball, and you gotta love it.
Yeah, I'm with you. That's why September, you know, baseball is the game that just keeps giving, man. And you know it as well as anybody. It's when you think there's nothing left to root for or watch in a season, you know, stuff like this happens. And in his defense, though, Greg, I mean, you gave the numbers. I mean, it's very difficult to hit in that ninth spot in the lineup. But he's finding a way to make something out of it.
Definitely, and yesterday drops a bunt single down. I mean, he's making things happen, and literally the guys around him, you know, Seager said, "Hey, this guy's helping us out. He's coming up and he's getting on base, and you know, he's making things happen." And he is taking advantage of his opportunity. And McLennan looked at him a couple days and said, "What can I do? I gotta see what this kid can do. Let's play him. Let's see what he can do." So he's gonna get a little bit of chance here, and he's a kid, a utility player. He can play all over the field, and kind of guy you like to have in your roster. He can run a little bit. He can play everywhere and put his bat in the ball. So maybe what it is, you know, he's making a case for himself to maybe be a utility player on that team going forward next year. And, you know, that's a piece of the puzzle that you like to have.
Yeah, so some encouraging signs as fans look toward next year. But, maybe even bigger than the offense, because maybe I don't see that offense as such a big deal because this second half run has been extended to the point where, I think people are justified in saying the expectations were legit for this team offensively. I think the bigger, maybe more exciting fix could be this bullpen situation. Well, Helmsen's done a nice job since taking over as a closer, and the bullpen has just been too much of an adventure all year.
It has been, and Tom has really solidified things in that ninth inning spot since 2 weeks ago. They moved him in there. Almost, it was one of those things where they'd let Rodney go. Carson Smith was just really struggling as a rookie and kind of wearing down. And they put Will Helmsen in there for a game and, 1-2-3 ninth. So, you know, they put him in there again. And Lloyd was reluctant to say, "Hey, this is the move I'm making." But he kind of just kept putting him out there. And here he is 2 weeks later. He's had 8 straight saves without giving up a run yet. I think 9 innings, and then 8 innings came in, 5-out save last night in Oakland. Rogetz's performance came in with the tying run on base, got out of that, got in a little pickle in the ninth, got out of that, and he's yet to give up a run. This is a guy who was a closer, pretty good one, back in 2012 and 2013, and he saved 53 games in about a year span there. But kind of ran into some problems and got off track and kind of lost his confidence, lost his stuff, got, you know, whatever. He kind of felt like the weight of the world on his shoulders. And then came back in a middle relief and was dynamite for them last year. But they never really gotten that shot back in the closer. And here he is there now. And he says, "Hey, I'm more comfortable now. I've watched these guys. I watched Fernando Rodney. I learned how he handled things, you know, the good and the bad." And he says, I feel comfortable in that role. And that's the thing. If they come out of nothing else here in the last 6 weeks with getting a shutdown closer back, that would be a big thing for this bullpen. And Tom's been there before. He certainly looks good there right now. And we'll see. He's definitely get the shot to finish out that role this year. And that'll set things up for next year and how they want to go from there. Carson Smith, at the same time, looks much better back in the setup role. A right-hand, you know, kid that they can kind of mix and match, put in there in the right situations. And he's been very good since he's been back in that spot. So that's two key spots, and they've really helped solidify that bullpen, and that's a big part of the reason they've gotten a little roll here.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's all good news right now for the Seattle Mariners, who refused to lose in September, and they're going for the first perfect month in Major League history, full month. We'll see if they're able to pull it off. And Greg, you'll be right there to document it the entire way.
I would love to do that.
Yeah. Greg Johns, MLB.com Extras, the Seattle Mariners edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.